so the third definition really came out being driven by the clinicians and wanting to say that sepsis should really be defined as the more severe state because of the problem with the poor specificity with the second definition. The second definition is very sensitive, and sensitivity is a analytics way to evaluate a test. If a highly sensitive test, it means that if you have the disease, the test will be positive. So, and the second definition is very sensitive. If you have sepsis, you will meet the SIRS-based criteria. If you do not have the disease, will the test correctly be negative? And so it has a very, very poor specificity. And what that means is there's an awful lot of people that do not have sepsis, but there will be SIRS positive, and they'll look like they have sepsis based on that sepsis 2 definition. In other words, they'll be false positive. So the problem with basically sepsis 2 definition from physicians' perspective is, yes, a lot of people meet the criteria, but unfortunately tons of people that don't have sepsis meet the criteria, and you get all these false positives. So they said, let's change it for the definition, and let's pick the definition being a state where we're certain they have sepsis. And so the new definition is very, very specific. If you meet the new definition, you have sepsis, and not only do you have sepsis, you also have, it's very predictive of having a high, high mortality rate. So it's clinically relevant there. I'm certain that it's not going to be as sensitive. In other words, there'll be a lot of people that actually do have sepsis, but they don't yet meet the definition, or they may not at least meet it until they're really starting to crash. And so it will either mean they're not identified yet with this new definition, or they're identified but late. They have poor sensitivity.